Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. This week's athlete has handily earned the award all 4 years for more than one sport. She's a gifted runner, logging 6-minute miles in a 5K. She's currently juggling 2 sports and has a heck of a left foot. This week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week goes to Lily Rumsey Esch of Flathead Soccer for her stunner of a goal against Glacier during Crosstown in her first year of playing soccer. My conversation with Lily will be right back after this message from Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, and I'm here with my good friend Chris from Samaritan House.
Some of the recent talk surrounding homelessness has been negative, but we don't mind that because we're more focused on a solution. Our program provides transitional housing and positive outcomes for the residents. They're emerging from homelessness, but the first thing they need is shelter. Ultimately, we're building stability in their lives. People matter, and we're making sure that they feel that way. Help us out.
The Parkside Partner Program. We believe in our local nonprofits.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
I'm with our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week, Lily Rumsey Esch from Bravettes Soccer. Good morning, Lily, and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. So Bryce told me that last week you had one of the best goals he's ever seen.
That's great. I'm glad that he said that.
I wish you could put that video on the radio.
Yeah. One of my proudest moments.
Yeah, that's Crosstown, no less.
Yeah, I was really excited. Our whole team was pretty hyped about it.
And so. Legends?
Yep. Yep, under the lights and everything.
Yeah, that all kind of adds to it. Because how often do you guys play Legends?
Twice a year for our 2 Crosstown games.
Yeah, not a lot.
Yep.
So it's definitely not your first time earning the designation of Athlete of the Week.
No.
But the first time for soccer.
Yeah, which is really cool. I'm really honored to get it for soccer.
How many sports is that? 3 now?
Because
you've been in here for cross country.
Cross country, now soccer, and
track?
I don't believe I've gotten it for track.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So, and this is your first year playing soccer, which makes it cooler.
Yeah, my first year of high school, I played from like pre-K to 8th grade, and then I stopped. And focus solely on cross country, and then now I'm doing both sports.
So your senior year, you're like,
no regrets.
Yeah,
that's the aim.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And to be, so you obviously, you didn't lose your touch.
I tried not to. It took me a while to get it back. I went to a bunch of practices this summer and some of the scrimmages, just to get my foot back on the ball. So that definitely helped. I didn't go into it blindly because I definitely would not be where I am right now.
Sure. And the cross country doesn't hurt.
No.
Like your conditioning was already there.
Yes. Right? The conditioning is very helpful.
Because what are you running a mile now?
We don't specifically have a mile for cross country.
Sure.
But for going through the mile and like the 5K, we went through it in a 6:04 in our last meet. So.
Yeah, average 6:04.
That was our first mile. They slowed down a little bit, but 6:15s, yeah.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. That's not much of a slowdown.
Yeah.
You're a senior now, last go around.
Yes.
What position do they have you playing on the field?
I've been playing a lot of left midfield. Just kind of on that side, I'm left-footed, so it works out a lot that I just get to hang out over there.
And you have the conditioning to
run
play midfield.
Down.
Yeah, because it's definitely the most taxing position.
Yes. So I'm glad I can be over there. That's what I played before I stopped playing, so I was happy to go back to it.
How much distance do you think you run while you play on the field?
I've actually run my watch a couple of times in some of the scrimmages this summer, and I got around 5 miles. So,
how's the season been so far?
It's been really good. I'm having a lot of fun with it. All the girls on the team have welcomed me with open arms, so I've been really happy to do that, just to meet a bunch of more athletes just outside of cross country, and to have 2 teams is really amazing.
What's your guys' record?
Oh gosh, I believe it is 3-4-1. I think
3-4-1.
3 wins,
4 losses, 1 tie.
I believe. I'm not sure on the losses. I know we've tied once, and we have 3 wins against Helena High, Butte, and Glacier.
How many more games do you have?
1 Saturday in Butte, and then I think we probably have 4 or 5 more.
And then have you qualified already for divisionals?
No, I think Brenneman, my coach, I think we are in fifth right now for
the
west side. No, the top six.
Okay.
So it's like 1 and 2 get a bye to state, and then 3, 4, 5, 6 have playoff games to advance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're currently in the playoffs for advancing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the next few games will change that.
Yes. If we can win all of our games, or win the majority of them, it should boost our standings.
Did you, recently catch stride, right? Like, were those losses early in the year, and then now we're winning more?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
I think as we've gotten more comfortable playing with each other.
Sure.
And just kind of being able to move the ball around, understanding how we work.
Yeah. It's
definitely helped.
Yeah, because Glacier also has a good team.
Right? Yeah, they have a solid team.
Yeah, so that was a big win. How many seniors do you have?
The majority of our team is seniors. I believe we have 11 or 12 right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I could be totally wrong, though, but that's just an estimation.
Yeah, no, then that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Remind us what you run in cross country.
Right now, my season's best in cross country is a 1929.
Okay.
But my PR is an 1831.
So you're doing that synonymously with soccer.
Yes.
Now, how do those two meet? Do you miss a lot of one or the other?
I don't actually. So most of my days, they look like I'll go from cross country to soccer.
Okay.
So I go to pretty much all of cross country and then the last hour soccer, just because the practices are kind of not lined up completely.
Yeah.
So they have different start times.
Do you have any other girls that are playing that are on cross country team and soccer?
I don't actually, but one of our soccer players is doing golf. She's at golf right now for state.
Okay.
So there's a couple of us girls that are going back and forth between two, which is cool.
But none of the cross country matches overlap soccer?
No, there's been a couple. Actually, I did miss Tuesday's game for Race and Whitefish.
Okay. Did they win?
We did not.
That's tough.
In the
too.
Game.
Yeah,
but our cross country team did amazing. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
But most of the time it works out where I'll have a cross country meet and then the next day or 2 days after, I'll have a soccer game. So I can kind of go hard in both games.
When's your next meet, cross country?
Next Thursday. We'll be in Helena, 7-on-7.
So do you have an idea of where you'd like to go to college? And are you going to run? I feel like you want to compete in college.
I'd like to. I'm still figuring out what I want to do. I don't know if I want to run yet or if there was any way of playing soccer. I'm not sure what I would do.
Okay.
My top three colleges right now, I don't have one. So I kind of tell everyone my top three.
Yeah.
MSU, just because they have a strong cross-country program, and then they also have programs, like academic programs, that align with what I'm interested in going into.
Mm-hmm.
Boise State, they have a really strong cross-country program. And then I just like the location of Boise.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Boise.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oregon State in Corvallis.
Mm.
Yeah.
All those have soccer, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. MSU has a soccer team, right? I know U of M does.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about MSU.
You'd think they would.
Yeah.
There was totally something going around the first 2 weeks of school.
Oh, it's still going around. Everyone's sick. Yeah.
I'm like, why is everyone sick? And then you're like, oh, school.
Yeah, I would say probably 80% of our cross team is sick right now.
Ooh.
Soccer's catching on to it, so.
But everybody's running through it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what you got to do.
So have you tracked, when you have cross country and then soccer, you're running like 7 miles a day? Do you track that?
Well, I have my watch, so I'll track my runs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And just because practice is different for cross, we have different, we run different lengths every day, distances. But, I mean, I can get an upwards if we have longer days, which are 7 miles, 8 miles. I mean, I could probably get 10 miles in a day just with soccer practice after.
Yeah. That doesn't get old for you, running.
Not really. I mean, it's two different kinds of running because it's like with one, you're running continually.
Yes.
And then the other one is shorter and faster, but you have it broken up. It's in breaks and stuff. So it's two different.
Okay, lightning round. I think I've changed it
a little bit
you've done it last time. Yeah. Orange or black?
Orange.
Country or rock?
Oh, country, because I'm not a big rock person. But pop's number one. Yeah.
Pop's number one?
Yeah.
And then like pop country and then country?
Yeah.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Skiing or snowboarding?
Oh, skiing, 100%. Yes.
Favorite river to float?
Flathead River. I really like. Do you want me to be specific?
Sure.
About which?
Yeah.
I really like the Middle Fork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you usually float the Middle Fork?
Yep. So we have a raft. We go out in the summer.
Yeah. You need a full size raft for that.
Yep.
Favorite hype song?
I don't know. I feel like I've said this one before, but probably Can't Hold Us by Macklemore.
That's a good song.
Yep.
He needs more music too,
he
by
does.
The way.
Yeah.
Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade, okay. But I'm not a big Gatorade or Powerade drinker.
I know. I think that's kind of fallen off. They need the market more.
Yeah.
Cats or dogs?
I can't choose. I have a cat and a dog.
I think I remember that.
It's a tie. Okay. Yeah.
Sit-ups or push-ups?
Oh, sit-ups 100%.
Favorite subject?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with probably math, or I'm in a business class. I really enjoy that.
Favorite teacher?
That is also hard. I would say... I have my mom as a teacher, so might be biased on that.
Oh, I remember that. And your mom is a coach.
Yep. I also have my soccer coach as a teacher, so.
Okay.
It's tied.
Yeah, that's fair. You wouldn't want your mom, you know, left out of that group.
Yep.
Would you like to give a shout out to anyone?
Just a shout out to Mr. Brenneman and my mom, both of my coaches, just for helping me to make both sports work. So I'm really happy I'm doing both.
Well, Lily, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job balancing both.
Thank you.
And we look forward to the game tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.
No, Brave Bats, the Flathead 600 KGEC.